we were committed to make sure we had the full 6 weeks of ramp-up time that was recommended by the football oversight committee, even though we've got some schools that, you know, have been working out up till now. I think the feeling was we wanted to make sure all teams before the first game had the opportunity for that recommended full 6 weeks. I think we've all seen injuries in the NFL, college football, you know, where maybe some of the processes and the preseasons were shortchanged, and consistent with our commitment to health and safety. I think that was an important principle. I'd say the other important principle that was articulated was moving forward together and avoiding competitive imbalance of certain teams starting earlier, having a bye, others not. Come week two, certain teams coming off of already having a game under their belt, other teams not.